Track 18. 1.
What a fabulous occasion it was. We were so lucky with the weather and the venue, and everything just came together perfectly. It was well worth all the stress. There must have been well over 100 people there, and the bride and groom looked so happy. Not that I had a chance to talk to them properly, as I was on a table at the other end of the room.
2.
What started out as something peaceful soon turned a bit nasty as the mood of the crowd changed. I'm not quite sure what happened, but the people around me started running forward, and next thing I know, I'm being pushed from behind. Luckily, I saw a way out and made my way down a side street, away from the commotion.
3.
I have every sympathy for divorced men who are denied access to their children, but honestly, I don't know what they expect to achieve by doing something so stupid and potentially dangerous. Hanging off the side of a building gets them into the papers, I suppose, but what's the long-term result?
4.
It's a sign of the times, I guess. People want their 15 minutes of fame however they can get it, but honestly, the other day I caught the end of the programme and couldn't quite believe how bad the singing was. Do these people really think they've got what it takes to be stars?
5.
There are so many ways to keep up with the news these days, but in my opinion, nothing can beat a good reading session on a Sunday morning with a pot of coffee and all the supplements. I only read the quality papers, as I'm not interested in celebrity gossip, but sometimes I admit I do end up feeling quite depressed at all the stuff that's going on.
6.
Who'd have thought that something happening on the other side of the world would cause universal chaos? I was stranded for days, as all flights were grounded due to the high levels of ash that were in the air. Mind you, when I saw pictures of the mountain on fire, it looked really frightening.